The Bard is back in Ashland this week. The Oregon Shakespeare Festival ends its three-month hibernation and begins staging this season's plays this Friday. First up, Shakespeare's The Tempest previewing on Friday night. Let's talk about the plays and the season and the highlights. From the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, we welcome Allison Carey, who is the director of the American Revolutions cycle there. Allison, welcome back to The Exchange.
Thank you so much. It's always so nice to be here.
Tell us about the American Revolution cycle first and what that's all about.
Sure. It's a program that started in 2008, and it's a 10-year program of commissioning 37 new plays about moments of change in United States history. And we've six of the shows have been on stages, both here and around the country. And we're just going to keep rolling them out. We now have 22 writers commissioned to write about American history. And so it's a big program and a really fabulous one to be involved in.
Well, you've anticipated the next question is how many people get involved in this if you're trying to crank out 37 plays in 10 years?
Well, we're commissioning 37 plays, which means we're hiring the writers. So they won't all be produced within that 10-year period because we would have to completely remake the purpose of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival to be the Oregon American Revolutions Festival. So this project will go on for decades, actually. And it's the kind of project that can be taken on by a theater like OSF because, you know, we've been here for a long time and we're going to be here for a long time to come. And so it's an honor to host this many artists.
There's a fun coincidence of timing having you here today because not only is the Oregon Shakespeare Festival having its first preview on Friday night, but the first preview, as I understand it, of one of the plays commissioned for the American Revolution cycle takes place on Broadway in New York City tonight, right?
It sure does. It's the play is All the Way by Robert Schenken, which was produced here in 2012. And it's an extraordinary piece of theater. And we're lucky enough that the people in Broadway agreed with us about what a fabulous piece of theater it was. And it had its first invited dress, as what they call them. And so it was his first time in front of a large audience in New York. It had also had a run at the American Repertory Theater in Boston with largely the same cast that's on Broadway tonight.
With Bryan Cranston for Breaking Bad as LBJ.
That's right. Yes. Fine actor. And it's very exciting. This is the first time a show from OSF has moved to Broadway. And so it's a great learning experience, and it's also a great compliment to the artists involved.
And so Bill Rausch, the Oregon Shakespeare Festival Artistic Director, is he in Broadway with the play because he's directing it, right?
Exactly, yes. And Christopher Sebo, the designer, and several of the designers from the OSF production are still with it. So we miss them. But knowing where they are is obviously such a great thing. And we live in the modern age. So, you know, the texts fly and the emails fly and we all look at each other on Facebook. And so they're not so far away.
You're in constant contact, I'm
exactly.
Sure. So let's talk about the process of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. I mean, does the place really get quiet between the end of one season and the beginning of another? Or by the time, you know, the season for 2013 ends, are you already beginning to do rehearsals or things?
Yes.
Yes.
Long before the 2013 season ends, the work starts in all our shops because we wouldn't be able to get it all done if we waited till the end of the season. So there used to be, I think there's an impression that the place goes dark, but there's lots of people working behind those doors and behind those windows. And especially with our focus on new work, all those plays, we spend a lot of time developing them, working with the artists and the technicians to make sure that they're ready to kind of go into the rehearsal pipeline where everything speeds up and the day is coming where you actually have to put it in front of an audience. So,
Allison Carey, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the American Shakespeare Festival season opening this Friday with the first preview of The Tempest right there on Valentine's Day. You can join our discussion on The Exchange. Ask your question about the plays, the season, the festival more generally. 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. And our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. So let's go through the 11 plays in order and talk about what's happening here. So The Tempest, Shakespeare, obviously.
Yes, an extraordinary. It's so nice actually to be here talking about it because I've seen all versions of all the plays just in the past couple of days. So they're very full in my mind. The Tempest is an extraordinary, beautiful production directed by Tony Tacconi from Berkeley Rep. And one of the great things about being involved at the festival is you get to see so many different productions of the same play and the way that they all carry their sort of unique beauty and approach to the world. This is extraordinarily well and carefully crafted. The world is extraordinarily beautiful and very simple and very striking. Listening to Tony talk about the production, it's the central character, Prospero, has been betrayed and sent off to an island with his daughter. And he has the opportunity to extract revenge on the people who did that to him. And so it's a process of seeing this man hold the pain of what happened to him and decide how to behave within that. And I don't want to give away the ending, but but it's a journey worth taking and an extraordinary evening of theater that you're not likely to forget. So that everybody should go.
That must be part of the fun, though, of doing plays that have been done so many times before. And of course, the Shakespeare canon has been done, is it four times in a complete turnover at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival?
Now, you'd think I would know that, wouldn't you?
You'd think I would, too, for living here this long. But yeah, neither. Okay, great. Well,
I know. My phone's going to start ringing off the hook now.
But the point is that you still find ways to make work that is 500 years old, fresh and new.
Well, that's our job. I mean, you know, there's in every one of these productions, there are, or in every one of these texts, there's an sort of an infinite universe. And so you can change them, change the world that they unfold in. And you learn something new every time. I was in the theater and I heard a line and I thought, oh, I didn't realize that could mean that. Fortunately, Mr. Shakespeare wrote such good plays that they could hold that many interpretive universes.
All right. So then opening on February 16th, or at least previewing on February 16th, is The Coconuts. This is another Marx Brothers thing after Animal Crackers last year.
Yes, which had its first dress rehearsal last night. And so there was incredible laughter, which people around the festival may have heard. It brings together the three main brothers again on stage, Groucho, Harpo, and Chico. It is adapted by Mark Bedard, who, of course, played Groucho. And it's great. I look at those artists and also Kate Vogt in the Margaret Dumont role. I think, the Beatles always said that the way that one of the reasons that they're great is they never did the same thing twice. Mm-hmm. And the thing I love about this show is obviously it's incredibly funny and huge and a lot of musical numbers and obviously the same, both the wordplay and the physical comedy. But it's actually not the same thing as Animal Crackers. You know, it's a new it's a different show, and so there's different tricks and a different approach to the art, and it's extremely, extremely delightful evening at the theater.
Saturday night's preview is The Sign in Sidney Brustein. Sidney Brustein's Window in the Bomer Theater at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. What is that about?
This is a play written by Lorraine Hansberry, and we are so lucky to this is the 50th anniversary of the first production of the play, and we're incredibly lucky to have the play here. It's set in 1964 in Greenwich Village, and it's a play that examines a group of people, especially the characters of Sidney and Iris, who live in an apartment in Greenwich Village, and they have to decide how to live their life. And it's a very speaking to the time and speaking to the heart of Lorraine Hansberry. It's about how you are a human being, and it has very, very deep conversations about what responsibilities humans have towards one another. And it's visually beautiful, a very realistic set, and you feel like you're there and you can hear these conversations and you think, I've had conversations like that. Although I've never had a conversation as well written as a conversation that's written by Lorraine Hansberry, but I try.
Her other work, Raisin in the Sun, is among that?
Absolutely. Okay. And this was a play that she wrote. It was her last play. And then she died very young. And so she was not. Part of the interesting process of producing the play is there's various versions. And because she died, she never created her own definitive version of the text. And the Lorraine Hansberry Estate has been incredibly generous with allowing director Juliette Creo and our director of literary development, Louis Douthat, freedom to take the text, the several texts, and create a new version of the play that sort of holds all the different versions and the beauty that you find in all those different texts together. So it's been a remarkable process, and it's both a new play and an old play at the same time.
Allison Carey from the Oregon Shakespeare Festival is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the plays of the season going into previews starting Friday night. There are two Shakespeare plays that appears in the Bomer Theater, Comedy of Errors and The Tempest.
Comedy of Errors is in the Thomas Theater.
Oh, Thomas Theater. I'm sorry. Yes.
No,
I'm saying indoor plays is what I meant. Indoor theaters. And then, let's look at the rest of the Shakespeare plays. Comedy of Errors, Richard III, Two Gentlemen of Verona. Round out the Shakespeare offerings for the season. How do you choose which of the Shakespeare plays will do? And is there some complimentary magic that comes with deciding which will play on the same season?
I wish there was a science, and I wish there was a computer program where we could just enter everything and it would spit out the perfect season. It's very much, it's designing the perfect buffet. And so we sort of look at the season as a whole and say, well, what can you see that weekend and what can you see that weekend? And yes, we are interested in the plays complementing each other. Although, as I've said before, we choose our season and then someone will come up to us on the bricks and say, oh, you chose those two plays because of this theme. And we will not have thought of that theme. So,
but you'll say,
you know.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, we're not above a little. No, it's we are now in the midst of planning the 2015 season because we are always working toward the future, and so we're right in the middle of that process.
And that's usually announced right around the time that the official openings happen for this season.
Yes, it'll be announced in the beginning of March this year,
okay,
when Bill gets back from after the opening of All the Way on Broadway.
Playing on Broadway.
And I do want to talk about Comedy of Errors in the Thomas, because it is an extraordinarily delightful production, and it's set in the Harlem Renaissance. It's a very full world, directed by Kent Gash, and it's physical comedy and its delight, and it also has sort of an underpinning of, you know, the loss of family, but most importantly is the lively, music-filled visual beauty of the world that you encounter when you go in.
Sounds fun.
Which I know everybody will.
All right, so also in the Thomas Theater, and going into previews March 26th, The Water by the Spoonful. What's that?
Water by the Spoonful, it's you know, it's always funny to be asked to talk about these plays. You always feel like you can't possibly do them justice. Water by the Spoonful is a Pulitzer Prize-winning play by Chiara Hudis. And she is actually, we're so lucky, she's one of the commissioned writers of American Revolution. So she's just starting to write a play for us. It's a story of people in crisis and how you deal when it touches on addiction. It touches on the challenges that you face when you come home. And it's funny and deep and extremely human. And it there is the characters focus. The characters travel their pain through the internet and sharing stories online. And so it's also a very modern take on how we as human beings build community.
All right, I want to talk about A Wrinkle in Time, opening April 16th at the Angus Bomer Theater and running to the end of the season.
Yeah.
Is this the book we read as kids?
It's very much the book we read as kids. And young Meg and her brother, Charles Wallace, have to find their father, go off looking for their father. And it's obviously an incredible honor to actually be able to produce this book on our stage and this adaptation of the book by Tracy Young. And we are, you know, it's such a big book and it's such a pivotal book and such a memorable book for so many. So that's also a responsibility, right? Because
sure.
You want to make sure that what you create on stage matches the way that people hold that book in their hearts.
Into the Woods in the Allen Elizabethan Theater. So the outdoor, the big play, the big musical for the Steven Sondheim, I almost said Spielberg, Steven Sondheim.
What's big, so that, you know, you can see Spielbergian themes.
So that kind of speaks for itself. Family
yep.
Album in the Thomas Theater, opening July 1st. What's that?
Family Album. The artists Stu and Heidi Rodewald are creating a world that really reflects, I think, on some of the realities of their lives and the lives of their friends. A musician who's had a life on the road comes to visit some friends, and they just have to talk about what it is to be a musician. And, of course, it's told through music, rock music specifically. And this is very much a new play in development, and we're excited to see how it comes out. And it's going to be an aggressive and fabulous show.
And the final play on the list, the last one opening on July 23rd in the Bomer Theater, is The Great Society, which is one of the American Revolution's plays. Is that right?
Yeah. It's weird. We were lucky that Seattle Rep actually commissioned the play. But it is the follow-on to All the Way, and we are developing it here. And, of course, we're lucky enough to premiere it here. And it's going to feature many of the same performers. Jack Willis will return as LBJ. It's a very different story to tell. All the Way was Johnson's sort of ascendance his first year, ending in his reelection. And, of course, the years that followed on in the Johnson presidency were much it was a different story to tell, because along came Vietnam. And the choices that he makes, you see a man who ends up deciding not to run for reelection because of the things that he goes through through the course of the play. And so...
All right. Great stories, well told. And the place must be cooking on like 6 or 7 burners at this point, on a 4-burner stove.
It's 15, 45 burners on a 4-burner stove. Yes. But it's also, you know, that's what we're there for. So everybody is working at full pitch and with great craft. And, you know, we're in our game. This is what we do. And it's such an honor. And everyone... so excited when we get to be in front of audiences, because of course you plan, but you never know exactly what it's going to be like, right? But then people come and you open the doors, and it's really great.
And people get to see it all starting
people
on
get to see.
Friday night. So The Tempest is the first thing up. Saturday night, The Sign in Sidney Brustein's Window. Sunday, The Coconuts at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival this season. And then the season's over. When do the actual non-preview actual shows begin?
The weekend of the 21st is the official opening. We each show will have 2 previews. And then opening and we're gone.
All right. Off to the races at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Allison Carey is the director of the American Revolution Cycle at OSF. And has been our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Always good to have you back here.
Thank you so much.
You bet. That'll do it for this hour of the Exchange. We'll talk more about Shakespeare with Barry Kraft, about Shakespeare and his insults. That's hour 2 coming up on the Jefferson Exchange.